नाम एवात्मनो न्यास्मात् कथंचना किमपि कर्हिचिद् अवेक्षते बर्थारी अनुसावनम् विजिम्बित स्नेहिति स्नेहा तीशयान अंतरेना. Synonyms. Bhagavata, by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rishabena, King Rishabha. Parirakshamane, being protected. Etasmin, on this. Varshe, planet. Na, not. Kaschana, anyone. Purusha, even a common man. Vanchati, desires. Avidyamana, not existing in reality. Eva, as if. Atmana, for himself. Anyasmat, from anyone else. Katanchana, by any means. Kimapi, anything. Karhichit, at any time. Avekshate, does care to see. Bhartari, toward the master. Anusavanam, always. Vijimbita, expanding. Sneha Atishayam, very great affection. Antarena, within oneself. Translation put forward by His Divine Grace Sri Srimadesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. No one likes to possess anything that is like a will-o'-the-wisp or a flower in the sky, for everyone knows very well that such things do not exist. When Lord Rishabhadev ruled this planet of Bharatavarsha, even common men did not want to ask for anything at any time or by any means. No one ever asked for a will-o'-the-wisp. In other words, everyone was completely satisfied. Therefore, there was no chance of anyone asking for anything. The people were absorbed in great affection for the king. Since his affection was always expanding, they were not inclined to ask for anything. Purport. In Bengal, the word Ghora Dimba is used, which means the egg of the horse. Since a horse never lays an egg, the word Ghora Dimba actually has no meaning. In Sanskrit, there's a word Ka Pushpa, which means flower in the sky, or Akash Pushpa. No flower grows in the sky. Therefore, no one is interested in asking for Ka Pushpa or Ghora Dimba. During the reign of Maharaj Rishabhdev, people were so well equipped, they did not want to ask for anything. They were immensely supplied with all necessities of life due to King Rishabhadeva's good government. Consequently, everyone felt full satisfaction, didn't want anything. This is the perfection of government. If the citizens are unhappy due to bad government, the heads of government are condemned. During these democratic days, monarchy is disliked by the people. But here is an example of how an emperor of the whole world kept all the citizens fully satisfied by supplying the necessities of life, following the Vedic principles. Thus, everyone was happy during the reign of Maharaj Rishabhdev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. End of the purport. Vrindavane ramanareti prasadibhumo tatrapi krishna balarama suparamule kyanam param paramay krishna sudharma chuktam dandastadeva prabhupada namo namaste sangsara tukka jaladau patitasya kama krodadi nakrama karai kavali kritasya durvashana nikatitasya nirasrayasya chaitanya chandra mamatehe padavalambam Jaladara Shashivarno Kobadisha Kishoro Sahacharagana Vrindai Kridamana Vrijesho Natabharajitavesho, Nilapitam Varadyo, Jagadajananahito, Ramakrishnanato Asmi, Vanchakalpatarubhyascha, Kripasindubhivacha, Paditanam Pavanebhyo, Vishnavebhyo, Namo Nama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So in the purport, Prabhupada talks about how everybody was so satisfied they didn't want anything. The Supreme Personality of Godhead facilitates in exchange for our insignificant love. He facilitates us, supports us, and protects us. And he does his job better than we do our job. Basically, everybody can accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead as friend. He mentions in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 5, verse 29, that he's the friend of all living entities. So if you need a friend, if he's ready to be your friend, then you got it. You know? And he's situated within everyone's heart. You can't hide from him. As Bhagavad Gita chapter 14 mentions, Sarvata Panipadam Tat, Sarvata Kshikshiromukam, Sarvata Shutimaloke, Sarvamavratitishtati. He's everywhere. He hears everything. He sees everything. Everywhere is his eyes and faces, his ears. He sees everything. Everywhere is his hands and legs. He's everywhere, covering everything. You can't hide from him at all. He knows everything. He is all that is knowable, and he knows everything. So if he's your friend, you got it made in the shade, you know? You got it made everywhere. And because he says that he's the friend of every living entity is comforted that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is ready. You know? In the material world, no one loves us. It's just what goes passes in the name of love is basically a trade-off. I give to you because I get something from you. It's basically that, a trade-off. But the Supreme Personality of God in the Tulsi Rani genuinely loves us. And it is extremely comforting as a living entity, as a devotee, to know that somebody's got your back. And it is extremely comforting to know that somebody has your back. It's extremely comforting to know that. So, protects and supports and facilitates. The Supreme Personality of Godhead always did that. So during the reign of Maharaj Rishabha, Dave, all the citizens were very happy. And Prabhupada says that is the mark of good government. If good government means everybody is satisfied. Nowadays, hardly anybody is satisfied. It states in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 5, it states that one should be satisfied with gain that comes of its own accord. Yad richa labhashashanto. And in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 12, it's mentioned. Santushta satata yogi. A yogi is satisfied at all times. So we're satisfied. At the same time, we're never satisfied. How is that? Krishna's maintaining us, and if we get even a drop of Krishna's grace, that's enough. At the same time, our Nam Shraddha is always lacking. We're not doing enough. Krishna Seva. Therefore, how can we be satisfied at the same time? There was actually a very interesting challenge. Nathamuni Alamandar was having a debate with somebody, and one of the questions was in the debate was the queen is unchaste. And so the other scholar couldn't say that. The queen is unchaste. Then he said that the queen is The king is the representative of all the demigods. Therefore, she's married to somebody who's who has all the demigods. Therefore, she is untruced. It was quite interesting. He answered that question. So it's quite interesting. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is within the heart of every living entity, and he satisfies every living entity's wants. Democracy. Prabhupada also used to refer to it as demon crazy. It's the rule of the land now, but actually they're not satisfied. Just like there's an election that's coming up in April. And Prabhupada said, what is the difference between these parties? Congress party, BJP party, they're all thieves. I was on the plane and one Indian man was talking. I said, Alibaba may be good, but what about the Chalice Chore that they bring with them? The 40 thieves that they bring with them, the bureaucracy. You know, what about them, you know? So Alibaba is clean, but what about the Chalice Chore they bring with them? The 40 thieves they bring with them, you know? So Prabhupada mentions basically that all these politicians, modern politicians are thieves. If they have tilak, Prabhupada said that if a high court judge has tilak on his forehead, you know you're getting justice. No, it's like that. High court judge or the politicians will close the slaughterhouses like that and teach and have kirtan 1 hour a day. He was said, have kirtan before they do their work, their governmental work, have kirtan. Will they do that? No. Therefore, what is the value of their government? All their government is tainted, you know. Before they do anything, they should have kirtan. And they should close with kirtan, like that. That's the idea of all their work. And having, and close the slaughterhouse, you know. Prabhupada was saying that you could eat the meat if the cow dies naturally. Will the cow die naturally? Not in this country. They'll kill so many. In New Zealand, I was just there a while ago, and one devotee goes, in this country they kill so many cows and so many sheep and so many chickens and like that. Surely there should be some heavy, severe reaction. Wellington, in the south of the north, south of the main island, it's on a fault line, and the capital, Auckland, is surrounded by three volcanoes, like that. So it's quite interesting, you know. What kind of reaction will happen? Natural reaction will happen. You know, earthquake, volcano. In Vrindavan, they had in 1975, they had World War III morning walk, and the devotees were crowding around Prabhupada. What's going to happen? Prabhupada said, it's going to start between India and Pakistan. Well, what should we do? Well, chant Hare Krishna. What do we do with chant Hare Krishna? You know, Prabhupada gave the example like the rice thresher, the dikki. You take it to the heavenly planets, it threshes rice. You take it to the hellish planets, it threshes rice. Our business is to chant Hare Krishna under any circumstances, you know. And basically, the Agata Kavita, Hari Namastakam, mentions that Nishvase nahi vishvasa kada ruddho bhavishyati kirtaniyamato balyat harinam eva kevalam. There's never any guarantee at any time what our breath will be the last breath. Therefore, Harinam should remain in the tongue at all times. And that's the business of a real bhakta. Anywhere they travel, anywhere they go, or in Vrindavan Dham, to keep the name in the tongue all the time. That's the idea. And Haridas Thakur said, Kirtaniya Sadahari, chant the name all the time. Not Kabi Kabi Kirtan Karte Agar Man Sukai Gato. That we'll chant Hare Krishna if our mind is happy. you know. No, we should chant at any place. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, Sukitako Dukitako Bola Hari Dol. You're happy, you're sad, chant Hari Bol, Hare Krishna. Samsari Vipati Bhai, is this material world very dangerous? Bola Hari Bol, you should chant Hare Krishna anyway. That's our real business, to chant Hare Krishna anyway. So, real management. Mahamuni Das, my godbrother, is like 65 years old. Going in and out of hospitals, his health is not so good, last I heard. And he used to say, damned if you do and damned if you don't. You make a decision, you're criticized. You don't make a decision, you're criticized. People will say, it's too far. It's beyond the mandate. And other people will say, not far enough. So he said, damned if you do and damned if you don't. You do it, you're criticized. And if you don't do it, you're criticized. But Rishabhdev was so effective in his management of his kingdom and taking care of every living entity that all the devotees were fully satisfied. They did. He didn't have any want. So, in one sense, we're supposed to be satisfied. In another sense, how can you become satisfied, you know, with what you've got, you know, with what you're giving? Krishna's not satisfied with what you give him. He wants what's behind your back. So, that's a interesting point, that Krishna's never satisfied with what you give. He wants what's behind your back. When you're hiding from him. So, and when you try to give that, then he becomes very friendly. We should always, he's natural, his nature is to protect his devotee and be friendly to his devotee. Ye bhajanti tumam bhaktya mayate te shuchapyaham. One who worships me in love, then I am with him and he is with me. So that's the idea of Krishna's devotee and serving Krishna. We should always try. Like when one devotee asked Prabhupada about giving something to Krishna, Prabhupada says, if you're greedy to give something to Krishna, Krishna is greedy to take it. So it's basically with love. And a lot of guna, quality, lakshana, that quality is just not present today like it was in the old generation. We used to have, the cooks used to have four kinds of medals. The gold medal was when you were offering it to the deity and you got off on the altar and you came off the altar and it was gone. So if it's not stolen, it's not good enough, you know. If the jataragni, the fire of digestion, doesn't roar with one bite, cooked, failed. Then the silver medal is you got off the altar and it wasn't stolen. It means the president was busy. He was the thief. It means he was busy. Why, it's not stolen. It needs to be tweaked a little more, like that. You have to always be prepared to fix something and repair something. So the bronze medal is you cooked it for the Sunday feast and it's gone. Nothing is left over for the stragglers. Because you're not cooking for whom might come. You cook for who you know are come. Any cook with a salt has got dry goods. You give me 20 minutes and 50 people and we'll feed them. You always got dry goods and you're ready for any emergency. And the booby prize was the iron medal left over. Why was it left over? They didn't like it? You made too much? So that was the old days. 35 years ago we used to cook like that. Nobody cooks like that these days, you know, like that. Because the first thing is samsidhir hari toshanam. Hari should be satisfied. Then the next thing is the bhakta should be fully satisfied. How to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead by our service, and how to satisfy the devotees. That's our business as devotees. So a raja, a real king, a real administrator, tries to satisfy the public. There was a Vaishnava. Left his body on Pandav Nirjal Ekadasi, blazing hot, in Vrindavan, here. And he had colon cancer. It took about 6 months to waste him away. Then they brought him to Vrindavan, and Radharani came in his dream and said, welcome to Vrindavan. just think of us, we'll take care of everything. They ask, what else should she say? Oh, I don't know, I forgot, you know. And he had one desire. He thought, if I could just have a day without pain, then I could leave my body happily. So on Pandam near Jalantalasi, he woke up and said, hey, there's no pain. Maybe today's the day. Sure was. At 11 o'clock in the morning, he left his body happily. You know, like that. So, and he used to say that the business of a temple president is to make sure all the devotees are happy. That's the business of a temple president. To make sure all of the devotees are fully satisfied. And here, not only the Vaishnavas should be satisfied, but the public should be satisfied. So we distribute prasadam and charanamrita. How can the public be satisfied? If they have good darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and nice charanamrita is available, then people can be satisfied like that. Prasadam from Krishna, Balarama, and Radhesham, and Gornitai, and Charanamrita. Then devotees can be fully satisfied. I've been asked to give Sloka 19 to close the chapter. Sa kadachit atatmano bhagavan rishabho brahma varta gavo bhamarshi pravara shobayayam prajanam nisha mayan Tinam Atmajan Avihitatmana Prashraya Pranaya Bhara Suyan Tritan Api Upashikayan Iti Hovacha. Once while touring the world, Lord Rishabhadev, the Supreme Lord, reached a place known as Brahmavarta. There was a great conference of learned Brahmins at that place. All the king's sons attentively heard the instructions of the Brahmanas there. At that assembly, within the hearing of the citizens, Rishabhadev instructed his son, although they were already very well behaved, devoted and qualified, he instructed them so that in the future they could rule the world very perfectly. Thus he spoke as follows. Commentary. The instructions of Lord Rishabhadev to his sons are very valuable, one that wants to live peacefully in this world, which is full of miseries. In the next chapter, Lord Rishabhadev gives his son these valuable instructions. Thus end the Bhaktivinoda Purports of the fifth canto, fourth chapter, Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Characteristics of Rishabhadev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, it's quite nice. The instructions of Rishabhadev are always good. The instructions of the Personality of Godhead. Manidhi Maharaj has written a book called Gauranga Gita, that which is spoken by Lord Gauranga. Lord Gauranga speaks something with his mouth, then it's good. We may have our opinions, that's all right, but if whenever the Supreme Personality of Godhead speaks with his own mouth, is really, really good. And we should, an intelligent person should accept it. That's the idea. So Rishabhadev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, will instruct his 100 sons about good behavior and devotional behavior, because they were supposed to be kings and take care of the praja. Even if all of them didn't become kings, because he has 100 sons, maybe only the first son will become king and the others won't. It still is the business of a kshatriya, kshatriyate iti kshatriya, to protect from hurt. So, to satisfy people in all respects, that's the business of an administrator. So whether it was the first son of Maharaj Rishabhadev, which was Bharata, or the rest, they were all kshatriyas, they were all administrators. They're all meant to satisfy the citizens and protect the citizens. So they were interested in protecting much more than their own self, than their own material body. If a king had some defect in their son, they would not have a hesitancy to punish him. And if somebody was blameless, they would be let off. The funny story was Akbar caught a thief. you know, 450 years ago, caught a thief. And the thief says, you're not a very good Muslim. How was that? He said, because if you were really absorbed in Quran, you would not have caught me. Because you caught me, therefore you're not absorbed in Quran. So Akbar, let him go. Or Alexander the Great. What's the difference between me and you? You're a big thief and I'm a small thief. Alexander the Great, let the thief go. So one has to consider like that, you know. One should, at the time of chanting, at the time of doing puja, at the time of reading Bhagavat, you should not be externally aware. You know, the house can burn down. You have no idea about it. You know, that's the idea. At the time of Bhagavatam, at the time of chanting, at the time of deity worship, you're not externally aware. All right, so now we've got some time. 25 minutes, 28 minutes. We have some time. So we'll open for questions for the devotees, to serve the devotees.
Thank you for the class. Maharaj, Bhagavad Gita has said that the inspiration for any action is object of knowledge, knowledge is a knower. But Krishna simultaneously is all three of them. So what is the motivation for Krishna to act in any situation? In Bhagavad Gita is explained that the motivation for any action is the knowledge, the object of knowledge and the knower. But Krishna is, so that means all these things are different, that's why we act. But Krishna is simultaneously knowledge, object of knowledge and he is the knower. So why he acts, when he acts? What is his motivation to act? How to understand the difference?
Well, basically Krishna is sarva-bhuta hite rata. When Krishna acts, he does so to set an example. To set an example, how to do good to everybody. So when Krishna acts, he's acting in that way. It's very interesting that the gopis sometimes say that Krishna is a liar because Krishna doesn't surrender to them fast enough. But whatever he says, you know, the coward boys are never going to accept our best friend's a liar. You know, never going to accept that. You know, it just means that whatever Krishna says with his mouth is true. Like, there are actually two shlokas that Krishna told the gopis and Krishna told the Dvija Brahmanis. And it's, for the Dvija Brahmanis, it's, Canto 10, chapter 33, verse 34. And for the Dvija Brahmanis, for the gopis, that's the Dvija Brahmanis. For the gopis, it's Canto 10, chapter 29, verse 27. And it has the exact same Sanskrit. Exact. And there's no commentary because evidently it's, the acharyas thought it was perfect in itself. You know, self-evident. That. But it, if there's an alliteration, it means definitely you should memorize that. Just like the glories of the Bhagavatam in 12th Canto, chapter 12, has got a lot of interesting shlokas there that have a lot in common with the first canto. The first pada is the same. The second pada may differ slightly. It means cool, cool verse. But if it's the exact same, it means definitely memorize that. That's good. Just like actually in Tulsi Upanishad, half a shloka 7 and half a shloka 8, Pundarik Das and his Tulsi Stotra stole it, literally. And he was a Sanskrit pundit. He could have tweaked it a little bit if he wanted to, but he didn't. He evidently thought it was perfect as it was, you know. Basically it means, hey, this is cool, memorize that. It's definitely neat. So Krishna's in charge of Krishna's action. When he does it for the benefit of everybody. What are we hiding in our bag from Krishna? Could you please explain? The devotees ask us all the time, you know. You know, our kam, krodha, lobha, moha, like that, whatever we're hiding. whatever we want to hide from Krishna. Now, Krishna sees everything, and the living entity realizes that. Therefore, it's just best to be straightforward all the time, specifically with Krishna. Be straightforward. Be straightforward with all living entities. Ideally, if somebody is chatur, if somebody's clever, then you're diplomatic with them, like that. Now, but with a Vaishnava or with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, very straightforward. Previously, people used to be brought in front of the deity. People would not tell a lie in front of the deity, something that was untruth. Satyameva jayate, the truth will prevail. Satyam, satyam, puna, satyam, the truth, and nothing but the truth. But nowadays, even in front of God, you're ready to lie. And Sartha Vaishani Tikka, it's about chapter 9, when Krishna tells Arjuna that Kuntiya Pratijanihi Name Bhakta Pranashati. Arjuna, you can declare it boldly. My devotee never perishes. Now, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, now why is Krishna saying, asking Arjuna to declare it? Why he didn't declare it? Because everybody knows he's a Vrajavasi, and Vrajavasis lie. So, sometimes Vrajavasis lie, you know, like that. There's no harm lying for a good cause. Mentioned, I think, in First Canto, chapter 18, chapter 19, about that Dhritarashtra didn't tell Maharaj Yudhisthira he was going to the north. So Yudhisthira Maharaj was looking for Dhritarashtra and Gandhari. And then they asked Sanjaya, the secretary, where'd they go? And Sanjaya said, I've been cheated by these two great souls. I don't know where they've gone, like that. So great souls don't cheat other people, but sometimes they do for a good cause, for a good reason, like that. If they don't cheat. And Krishna is not a liar. I asked my sannyas guru about that. Now, how is Krishna? Krishna's a cheater. He cheats the gopis sometimes, like that. But how is he a liar? And he said, well, he promised to come back, but he didn't come back. In Bhagavatam, he didn't come back, but in Padma Purana, he sure did. It mentions that he came from Dwaraka, outskirts of Mathura, to kill Dantavakra. Then he went and tied Vraj, stayed for 2 months in Vrindavan, and closed shop. Mentioned in Padma Purana, clearly. So Krishna is not a liar. He's a cheater. Sometimes he cheats for good reason, but he's not a liar. The coward boys will never accept our best friend's a liar, you know. No, everything he says is true. Everything he says is true. What are we hiding behind our back? That's individual, nah. Individual speaking, we're known. But Krishna is within everyone's heart, so he knows everything. So you can't hide from him. So if you really want to get close to Krishna, reveal what you're hiding. Every living entity is hiding something behind their back. And it could be different things. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead knows everything. So the devotee should always be prepared to give everything to Krishna and know everything. So that's basically an individual thing, what you're going to give Krishna and what you're hiding, trying to hide from Krishna. So that's basically an individual thing, you know, like that. And whatever it is, give it to Krishna. If life gives you lemons, make lemonade and offer it to Krishna. No matter what happens, happiness or distress, anything, a devotee offers everything to Krishna and take Krishna prasadam and lives according to Krishna prasadam. So that's basically it. Anything else? Can we serve the devotees any other way? Yes, Prabhu?
Aishwarya Maharaj, you said about prediction done by Prabhupada. You said third world war will happen in between India and Pakistan in your lectures.
Yeah.
I want to know about that prediction never came true. How?
How what? How?
Why?
It hasn't come true yet. It will come true. Prabhupada mentions it. Whatever Prabhupada says will come true. It may be some delay. It basically, in our generation or not, you know. What should we do? We'll chant Hare Krishna. Preaching will be very good after that. Then, after a calamity, then preaching is really good, you know. So Vaishnavas go to calamity places. Basically, Prabhupada said prasadam should be distributed to everybody, not just the hurricane or the flood or like that. The joke was that food for life for me and my wife, you know? Or Sridhar Maharaj used a joke like that. Actually, Prabhupada wanted food for all, because everybody is poor. The rich man and the poor man, food for all. So prasadam is distributed to all persons. So if it's basically due to Harinam Dwara, the holy name, because of the chanting of the holy name, therefore it's been deferred. But eventually, when the sinful reactions of the country come up enough, then it will happen. Prabhupada said they have these nuclear weapons. Of course they have to use them. Of course they have to use them. The only question of time, when it'll happen. Our business is to chant Hare Krishna anyway, Prabhupada said. What are devotees going to do? Chant Hare Krishna? Our business is to chant Hare Krishna anyway, under any circumstances, whether we're happy or sad or well or not. Or whether the Supreme Personality of Godhead kills us, or whether the Supreme Personality of Godhead protects us, you know. Our business is to think of Krishna. There is an avaduta in Vrindavan. You can be as weird as they are. You know, God brothers and God sisters will always see their God brother and God sister with relative eyes. So this God brother left his body on Varuntani Ekadasi. He had cancer. So I brought 6 kilos of goji berries from South Africa to help him out. The good old days. Before Emirates gave 10 extra kilos. And I brought it, and I was sweating. My God, how am I going to give it? So the day before I flew from Johannesburg, I was flying on Emirates, on Air Mauritius, from Johannesburg to Mauritius. And they kicked me off the flight manifesto. And I said, how could you kick me off? I've got to give a lecture in Mauritius University. The next day, they put me back on, and they bumped me up to business class. So I went early, and I checked in. Ta! Put the tags in the bags. Let the bags go through. So then when I was in Mauritius, then I went to the Emirates counter, and I said, "Sst, I've got 6 kilos of goji berries for a guy that's got cancer in India." And they put the tags in the bag. Boop! Went. It was interesting. Then, when I got to Vrindavan, I gave those 6 kilos of goji berries to that devotee. And 5.5 he gave back. I can't use it. So I asked my God sister, Divya Shakti, he goes, "God, I tried to help his cancer. 5.5 kilos he gave back. Let him go. Let him die. He'll be happy. We have to rot here for 30 or 40 more years." So I gave up. Then, afterwards, I went to Bombay for Ram Navami at that time. And my friend in Bombay happens to be his villager from the same village. "Hey, I tried to help Radha Kunda's health." "You don't know? He had AIDS." "How did he get AIDS?" "I got it before he became a devotee. He had a girlfriend. She gave it to him. He gave it to her. I don't know." He said, like, so Krishna uses AIDS as an agent for change, as an excuse to take him, you know, like that. So if they leave in Vrindavan on Ekadasi, then they're liberated. It's interesting, and Hari Bhakti Vilasa says, if your relative leaves his body on Ekadasi, you should do the Shraddha on Dwadasi day. It means it's Krishna's company policy to take his devotee on Ekadasi day. Company policy. It's quite interesting. Or any godbrother that left, there was a godbrother in Rome that left, Manasatirtha. Prabhupada called said Manasatita, but, and the Italian devotee said, "We never even would have met." He goes, my Bengali is saying Tita. It means Tirtha, Manasa Tirtha. And so he died on Advaita Acharya's appearance day. Good day to take his devotee. It's quite interesting. His widow in Rome was asked the time of his departure, and they gave it. And then I checked using the GCAL. It's Advaita Acharya's appearance day. Good day to leave, you know. Krishna takes his devotee on auspicious days, good days. And that way you know they're definitely liberated, like that. So it's like Krishna's common policy. This thing about Pakistan and India, you know, it'll happen. It's just being deferred by good behavior. But when the sinful reactions of the country, sinful activities of the country, arise enough, and they are, they're killing animals, they're killing cows, they're killing chickens, and all of these things. So eventually, Venkatraman gave Padma Bhushan to one guy that created Vinky's chicken, Venkateshwar's chicken, created, you know, like some 34,000 jobs like that. And I thought, look, this guy's a Brahmana, the president of India, and he's giving Padma Bhushana to somebody named after the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Venkateshwar. It's Vinky's chicken, you know, in Pune, for creating, you know, 34,000 jobs. You know, so there's sinful reactions are increasing. Now, what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to set a good example for the public in general, for our grandchildren, our children. There was one of my godbrother's daughters. She's a very smart girl. So I asked her, is your mother going to come and visit you in UK? And she said, no, all the kids know. You want to see mother, you got to go to Vrindavan. You have to go to the Dhamma. So that's set a good example and not be attached. For the first 10 years of your life, you're preaching. And the last 10 years of your life, you're cut off everything. You're not even externally aware. That's the reality of what are we supposed to do in these circumstances? Set a good example. Just set a good example for people. That's all. And basically, if there's any reaction that will happen, I asked two Vaishnavas who were born in Jewish families about the Holocaust. Happened about 70 years ago. Was that an example of collective karma? And they said, oh yeah, sure. It's an example of collective karma. So if it happens, if World War III happens, it will happen, between the Indians and the Pakistanis. The Americans called the I's and the P's, the Indians and the Pakistanis, and the Israelis and the Palestinians. I's and the P's. It will happen. It's a question of when. We should set a good example. When the sinful stock rises enough, then it will happen. You know? And how can you criticize that which is destined? Hitopade says, whatever is destined will happen and cannot be otherwise. whatever is destined to happen will happen and cannot be otherwise. So it just simply means that it will happen when the sinful stock rises enough. It's being deferred. What should our business do? Chant Hare Krishna anyway, you know? In any regards, chant Hare Krishna anyway. Devotees were surrendered to Prabhupada in 1975. What's going to happen? What should we do? Chant Hare Krishna. Preaching will be very good after that. It means that you're not going to kill everybody. You're going to kill a lot, but you're not going to kill everybody. Who are you going to kill? The sinful people will be killed the most. And people will have to look internally. That's all. And preaching will be very good after.